When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It is time right now to ask the CLO. You hear him, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Dory in Hakeville. Dory writes, my mom and I went on a girls' trip, and I didn't know one of her girlfriends was joining us. I saw a different side of my mom, and I don't like it. So what if she's still under 50? She's still married to my dad. Can I talk to her about her thottish behavior? Wow. Judge much? Daughter?
You can talk to her about it. Mm-hmm. I don't really think it's going to change nothing. Maybe you're just uncovering something about her that's always been there. I mean, I got news for you. I bet you she know.
What she's doing.
Whatever you bring up, I bet she already know that. So since it bothered you, you can go ahead and talk to her about it. But you're going to be surprised, little girl. Oh. Get ready to take yourself to Advil and sit down somewhere.
What is your mom going to say?
Your mom's going to give you a headache.
What is she going to say, Steve?
I don't know what she's going to say because I ain't never been a thought before. But whatever she say to her baby girl, it's going to be shocking. I'll tell you that.
Wow. All right, moving on to Brittany in Philly.
This is how we do it.
Brittany writes, my boyfriend has been cutting yards all summer for extra money. And when I found out, I was embarrassed. I told him to start a landscaping business instead of being a yard man. His full-time job is teaching. How do I get him to start thinking bigger?
Mm. Wait a minute. What's wrong with you?
Cutting yards.
You trying to get him to start a landscaping business. What you think cutting yards is? What? I want him to think bigger. He ain't gonna think bigger with you. I can tell you that right now. Stop all that cutting that grass and get yourself a landscaping business.
And she's embarrassed.
What is you cutting grass for when you could be landscaping the grass?
I'm done. I'm down for the count.
Sitting up in here with just one lawnmower. You need two.
Think bigger.
Lady, wow. I don't understand what you're talking about. Right. You're dating a man. You don't think that that's what he's created? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't think that he considers this a landscaping business on the side?
Landscaping is more designing, though, isn't it? Landscaping is more designing.
See, right here, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Come on. He used to cut grass.
No. Here we go, Big Money Willie right here. Now he wants to go out here and draw on people.
Thought it was HR.
You didn't get to get out here and cut this grass something they need. Everybody don't need no design. Everybody needs their grass cut. Coming out here with no pad, talking about I'm gonna put some
like Edward
boy,
flowers. It's your
whole property has been designed. That's landscape. That's your whole property.
But your head is like dinosaurs.
One time somebody designed it. Uh-huh. It get cut every week. Which job you want?
All right. Think bigger, Steve.
Man, this dude right here got him a little side hustle. She embarrassed because he cutting grass. I told him to get a landscape. Little girl, bye.
And he's a teacher. Yeah, he's a teacher. And we love our teachers. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you're right, Tom.
Who in your neighborhood?
Here we go.
That had somebody come by their house to give them a landscaping design other than Thomas?
Oh, man. Everybody, y'all get designed. Stop that.
No, I don't.
They don't get designed.
Carla, Did you and Josh have a company come by and design your landscape?
Yes.
It was already designed when we got here, but I will say this.
I'm talking to Carla. I'm talking to
Carla. But I will say this. So what is it called when they come and they cut the grass, they put the mulch down, they cut the shrubbery and plant the flowers and all that? Is that landscaping? Isn't that landscaping?
As a high dollar.
Not high dollar.
Initially, when you first build a house, they got to design the shrubs and everything. That's right. Landscape.
So when the upkeep of that, is it called?
That's the yard man.
That is not true. That is called landscaping. Look, read the side of the truck.
Yes.
It says lawn service.
lawn
grass cutter. Edges only.
Yard design.
Clippers are us.
All right, we're moving on because that touched a nerve with you.
I love when Rich Boy jump in here.
We're moving on to Jared in Tampa. Jared writes, I have two daughters that are 7 years old by two different women. Their cousins tease them about being the same age, but that's on me, not my daughters. Do I talk to the cousins or should I start with the parents? How do I get the teasing to stop?
Jill, I don't know what you ought to do. I really don't. I don't even know how you are.
Jared. Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said Gerald. Oh.
That makes a difference. Jared.
Still the same problem.
The question is, how does he stop the teasing?
Well, you can't stop the teasing, man. Mm-hmm.
That's what kids do. Yeah. And this is family. They're being teased by their cousins.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to stop that, though.
What are they saying? You guys are the same age. What are they saying?
Yeah, it's the same old joke every time we get together.
Right.
Y'all the same age. Yeah.
I don't know what them jokes is.
Because that ain't number to fight in my family. So I don't know what joke you gonna tell, but it's gonna cost you.
Yeah, they're only seven, though. Wow.
Find some dirt out about them.
Yeah. What?
Yes, the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Get a song out of it. I love
you
it.
And I.
Yeah.
No time for tears. Wasted water's all that is.
Daddy doesn't want his daughters hurt.
And it don't make no fly. Papa was a roller star.
All right.
You are not happy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.